This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And as always about this time in the show, I'm delighted to welcome back my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group. Chef Andrew, good morning, wherever you may be.
Great morning. Thank you so much. I am right here in sunny Southern California. Just got back.
You were off, I believe, in Indianapolis, if I got that right. Some doings back there, if I'm warm.
You got it. You're warm. You're hot. You're in the center.
Now, Chef Andrew, now that we've teased the audience, you can explain briefly what's going on, because some pretty important news in the growing Slapfish restaurant empire.
Yeah, we're opening a new version of our Raw Bar by Slapfish in downtown Indianapolis, right off of Mass Ave, which is really kind of Main and Main in Indianapolis, in a group enclave of some amazing restaurants. So it's a pretty great location. And we have actually redone a space that was like a 40-year-old bar inside of an historic building. It's got a ton of history and stories. It's a real fascinating building, but it's about 3,000 square feet, and this is going to be our upscale, full-service version, full bar. This one is a little bit more over the top than the traditional fast casual Slapfish. So, you know, we're changing the menu frequently, a lot of small dishes, a lot of share plates, the best of the best when it comes to meats and fish. Gosh, I wish West Coast Prime was out there, but we've got an alternative. However, nothing is as good as West Coast Prime. But nonetheless, we're pretty pumped about this venture.
Now, you've really had a very warm reception to the original Slapfish there, which I gather was part of the motivation for, doing really the first pilot of your Raw Bar by Slapfish, which you pioneered locally.
Certainly. Indianapolis has been an amazing market for us. So this will be our third location in the metropolitan area. We have a fourth that will be opening in a few months thereafter, and we're about to sign on a fifth, and we're looking at a sixth as well.
Chef Andrew, all I can say is wow. Chef Andrew, one of the many areas of expertise that you have is in culinary education. You've done some teaching along the way, and of course you're always training staff. But you've done something fun with your wife, Lauren, that our listeners can get in on. And I mean, who doesn't love a lobster roll? So tell us about this little tutorial that I believe that is available on YouTube that goes by the name of the Ultimate Lobster Roll.
Yeah, we're giving away all of our cooking tips. So Lauren and I have launched it's not fully complete yet, but it will ultimately be a channel and a website and really a food enterprise called American Gravy. And the website, which is in development, is www.americangravy.com. And we've started teasing it with these cooking videos from 30-second shorts, the Ultimate Lobster Roll video is the first one that we posted up, which is really the best way to cook a lobster roll. It's simple. It's easy. There's a lot of tips and tricks in there. And we've got a ton more content that's going to be rolling out. And ultimately, the goal is we're going to have content coming every single day, as well as apparel, sauces, spices, you name it.
Chef Andrew, where do you find the time, particularly with a growing family, too? I've said before, I don't think you ever sleep, but I mean, this requires even more than that. I don't know if anybody can pack more than 24 hours in a day, Chef Andrew, you probably can, but, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's funny you ask that question. And this is the advice I give to everybody. For us, right, we're always cooking. We're always playing with food. We love food. We're always thinking of new ideas. So for me, it's about do what you do every day, day in and day out, and then capture some of it and make a little business out of it, right? You're already doing it, so why not kind of framework it into something a little bit more structured? And you know, that's how I get it done. This is the stuff I love. So if you don't love what you're doing, then, you know, it's a job and not a passion. But find what you love and kind of just pack it into a neat little box.
Chef Andrew, well said and sage advice. Shifting here a little bit, we didn't have great news regarding the oil spill from the pipeline platform last week, but there's a little better news this week. Fill us in if you can, and the impact, as you know, in terms of the changing situation with the Southern California fisheries.
Definitely. You know, well, initially there was a fear that it was upwards of like 160,000, 170,000 gallons. Now I think it's been refined, no pun intended, and now the number is more along the lines of 30,000 or 40,000 gallons, which isn't great, but look, that's a lot less than what they had originally feared and anticipated. And they also were going to shut down a lot of the fisheries, specifically the spiny lobster fishery. The beaches were shut down. Seems as if they've done a great job cleaning a lot of this up. They've been able to mitigate some of the damage and the spill and the effect. They've reopened the beaches, which is wonderful, especially from kind of the recreational marine perspective. And then they've reopened the fisheries. So this is all really good news to have a quick response plan to this. And I think that the SoCal fisheries are going to start to be able to get past this.
That is great news. Now, has the spiny lobster season officially opened, or is that still briefly on hold, or what's happening there? Because, boy, spiny lobsters in Southern California, we await them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so the season was supposed to open on September 2nd, and then basically put a halt on the season opening after the oil spill. And now I'm seeing that it is open and that they are actually dropping and pulling traps. So that's a really good news.
No. A lot of positive developments in the last week. So good to be able to convey some good news for a change. Chef Andrew, as we've talked about on the show previously, there is an ongoing shortage of labor in the hospitality industry, both in the front of the house and the back of the house. And, you know, you're seeing this everywhere. You know, what's your perspective on where things are right now? And does it seem to be improving? Or are there going to have to be some permanent staffing changes made in terms of, you know, running a restaurant efficiently with less labor, both in the front of the house and the back of the house?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've been following this closely, right? We're in it. This is our world. And it's had ups and downs. And what seems to be the trends now is that while there was a real devastating effect specifically in labor related to the hospitality industry, now we're kind of following the trends of the economy and the labor market as a whole. So it's not as if we are the ones getting hit the hardest. But overall, labor is an issue across the board. And the most troubling stat that I've seen, there were some statistics that came out a couple weeks ago. I think it was Snagajob did a huge survey on this. And that's that 45% of the people who left the hospitality and restaurant industry specifically have no plans on coming back. They've switched industries. So I think what we're seeing now is a migration of people from the restaurant industry into other industries or just leaving the workplace as a whole, whether they're going back to school or whether they're just, you know, starting their own business. Or going into what I've seen a lot of anecdotally is where people are moving into driving for Uber or doing remote work where they don't have to go into the restaurant industry. Now, the reasons given behind this, which I actually found fascinating.
Chef Andrew, again, little time problem. We're going to pick that up next week, but I didn't want to get you going and have to cut you off. We will pick it up next week, and thank you. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Aaron here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next Saturday, we are back with a fresh show. We're talking with the new executive chef at the La Jolla Beach and Country Club, who has been a guest on the show previously. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Primates. Doctors of the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next. Dine well and be safe.